go to the next day, which is the 15th. I'm bringing y'all back up to today. Then we'll get forth, and I'll give y'all the title. It says, Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I put on this one I wrote beside, by grace we are saved, faith, and we must believe. Then on Monday, he gave me Matthew 18 and 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, that I'm in the midst. So it's more than two or three of us here. So God is in the midst of us. And he was saying that as long as we are always two or three, he's always going to be in our midst. So then I went to Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which is in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And, you know, as religion, church folks, we want to condemn everything. We want to condemn the world. But it says right here in the word, there's no condemnation if we're walking in Christ. So I was like, thank you, Lord, for that word. So now we go into today. Today he said, but none of these things move me, neither count I may hear. No, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And that was Acts 20 and 24. So after all of that, I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to tell the people today? God said to me that it is time for us to what? Grow up. And I was like, ouch, you know, as a mom, and I started off to tell y'all about, I just think God is so awesome. I started off to tell you about my oldest son. You know, my oldest son, when he got to be about 21, he wants to be living on his own. 20, excuse me. We're at 20 years old, you know. He was trying to grow up, but mama wanted him to still be at home, you know. And he was moving just across a couple of blocks away, but it was the hardest thing for me to do. And I was like, wow, when I think about that today and I'm thinking about what God is saying, you know, I was trying to hold on to him. But as he made that transition to be on his own, I had to let him grow up, you know, and be a young man. And that way we went through seasons in our lives where he might well be dependent on me for something and I couldn't come through. But then the Lord said, you... reason why is because I make him codependent on me. I want him to depend on me, you know. So I was like, okay, that was times when he would call me. I mean, it was simple things. Sometimes the Holy Ghost would put in my spirit that he had a need, and I would have some extra dollars, and I'd be like, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm just going to be real with y'all and transparent tonight. And I would call him, and I was like, well, what about such and such? He was like, oh, Mom, I'm good. 3 days later, he'll call and say, well, Mama, you know, I ain't paid the rent. You know, and I say, well, son, what you gonna do? You know, 3 days ago, I was in my spirit, I felt something. I said, when you said everything was fine, so I went on and took care of some other things with that extra. So what are you gonna do? But God had me, he had to grow up. And that's what God wants to do. So it was a good learning process. But see, even now, I look at him today. He has really grown up. But if I had to held on to him, he wouldn't be where he is today in his growing process, because I would have hindered that, you know. So when God was talking about it's time for us to grow up, I want us to all go to Ephesians. And he's talking about individuals, but he's talking about the church. The church. He wants the church. Folks, people, to grow up. Okay, when you go to Ephesians 4, and we can start at verse 11. I'm gonna do like Pastor. Anybody wanna who has that scripture? Who has that scripture? Okay, you wanna read which one I get, Pastor? Anyone? Okay. Get pit. And you flow with me because I'm gonna do. I feel good though today, y'all. I don't feel like nervous. I don't feel, you know, I went back and I looked at the tape from last month and I was like rushing. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm just gonna calm my little self down, take a deep breath and just relax and just do what God told me to do. And not act like it's a big task. Okay, so 4:11, read.
Oh, there it goes. Okay. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. I keep going.
Yeah, hold on. Now how many say God speaking? Are we listening? How many of y'all can say the Spirit of the Lord is connected in this house? Because I ain't talked to Pastor. And when he's up, I'm sitting up there today, I'm like, okay. Oh, man, he's all up in it, you know? Well, when God was showing me, and I'm going to read my version, it says, and he has given some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. But it says the purpose of these gifts is for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. I'm like, okay, Lord. That goes back to what he talked about, these different locations, you know. Go ahead to verse 13. Were you at 13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ.
Okay, go all the way to 15.
Okay. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about like by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is head of his body, the church.
Okay, and let me read from my version. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. He say, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and caring about every wind of doctrine. He says, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, where there the lies that lie in wait to deceive. He said, but speak the truth in love, may grow up into us with him all in all things, which is in the head of each Christ. Even Christ, I'm sorry. Well, you know, when I was reading, I got so much out of that today, and as I was like concluding. And I'm like, you know, he's saying, as children, he said, it's time for us to grow up. We are no longer babies, you know. We are adults now, and he wants us to grow in him. And how do we grow in him? We have to have a relationship with him and read on this word, he said, because it's about the body about the kingdom of God. And as we build the kingdom of God, we have to be grown even as we go on our jobs. To be able to, it's like when people look at you, what do they see? Who do they see? You know, and they should be able to see Jesus in us, the way we smile, the way we love on them, just by our lifestyle. And that's what God is talking about. You know, right now, there's so much distraction going on in the world, on the news and everything else. We can't get off focus. We have to stay focused on what God is saying and what this word is saying. God, he's saying that he's giving it to, you know, it's time for us to go. God has gave this assignment to the church, to the body of Christ. He said we must receive life and we must grow. God wants us, and it said in your version, it says God wants us to mature in him. And no longer can we be 40 years old still want to have a pacifier. No longer can we be still, look at his face. You know what I mean? We want to still suck on a pacifier, want a bottle. He wants us to be chewing on this meat right now. And, you know, a lot of times you hear people say, well, the devil's this and the devil's that. You know, we're giving him too much credit. Well, if we talking about, well, such and such happened, well, the word of God says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. How about we start telling him? He said that's another scripture that I ran into it that talks about, don't you know the devil has to go and get permission to bother us? So we got permission to tell him what to go do. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, you stay in joy. We encourage ourselves through the word of God. It's time now to get out and win souls for the kingdom of God. Acknowledge him. And as we continue to acknowledge him, God will direct our path on in which we need to do. Also, it's time then for the body of Christ to be edified and build up. Don't give up because this is kingdom territory. You know, the devil has no territory. God has a way of doing things, and we have to follow his ways, and he'll tell us exactly what to do. We need to move more. We need more of God and less of the enemy. So as long as you keep getting more of this word, less he will, I ain't gonna say he ain't gonna bother you, but you have less of him, that penetration, because you will retaliate back with what you need to say what's concerning what the word says. So let me see what else I need to give you guys. It says, how long have we been studying the devil? You know, we keep talking about the devil this. Well, how long have we been studying him? Why don't we start studying him and study his tactics and then come back with retaliation about what says the word, you know? They'll be like, he's saying, we defeated. No, I'm a conqueror, you know? Or he said, like, we get up in the morning and we're like, oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, I don't care what the bill, you know, whatever situation. But you wake up with joy. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. You know, we be saying, that's and rejoice and be glad in it. But mean it, you know, for my heart. And we wake up and, you know, I just started with different little logics for myself. And it's like, like your arm here. Thank you, Lord, I got an arm. You know, thank you, Lord, I got a knee. You know, I'm going to rejoice with this knee. You know what I'm saying? By his stripes, I am healed. I'm walking in his healing. What are we saying? You know, so we have to keep encouraging ourselves, keep feeding ourselves with this word, and keep saying what thus says the Lord. That's how we grow in God, and that's how we even build ourselves up and move forward. And that's the secret of getting the reward, is keep saying what the Lord say. Amen? And as I even go and take my seat, just take a minute, guys, and think about what is it that we're thankful for. You know, we're looking at all these floods. I'm thankful that I got a house, a roof over my head. I'm thankful. You know, I look at that news and stuff, and I get emotional thinking about that. You know, a lady was talking about, like, all her stuff. Yeah, that's just things and stuff. But what if we walked home or, you know, got somewhere and all our stuff is gone, you know? And I believe that in the midst of what we're seeing on the news, I believe that God wants us to know, get your lives in order. Get our houses in order. Know what things are. You know, this past Saturday, I was home all day, and I've been trying to, like, hear from God. So as I was cleaning up, I turned on the music, and I just kept trying to let the word penetrate in my mind. Like, what do I need to say? What do I need to say? But God was talking to me. He was saying, get your house in order, Katrina. Get your house in order. I went through buckets of stuff, papers, stuff that I had been had 13, 14, 15 years. What am I housing this stuff for? I mean, and I started shredding stuff. My mom has been dead 13 years. I'm holding on to stuff, holding on to stuff. The blessing out of that was I began to go through some of her papers, and I look at how as she helped grow, you know, the Lord how allowed her to raise me and my sister, that she was growing us up in the word. I was looking through, like, tablets and journals. Now I understand where I get all that from. That writing and those journals and stuff that I have, and how my mom had already started to lay a seed. And I'm like, I got emotional when I was thinking about it. But God wants us to let go some stuff. I mean, I bagged up so much stuff, y'all. I bagged up shoes and stuff I'm not wearing. I bagged that stuff up. Why am I housing? I'm boxing up stuff, trying to talk about I'm going to move. well, what am I going to be moving all this stuff over there for? I ain't using it, you know? So all of us, I think that God wants us to evaluate our lives, evaluate your storehouse, evaluate your mind, get your mind on God, let's get saturated, because just think about it. If we left out here today and we went across that street or just went to that parking lot and it was all over, do we have Jesus? Can we take him with us? Do we know where we are going? That's what's important. It ain't a stuff. And what he showed me is that if something happened to me, as I grow these kids up, do they know what to do? Do they know how to stand? And he said, Katrina, after all that you done, you just stand. You just stand. A brighter day is going to come. It's going to be better. He's already promised me in this word. I thank you, Pastor, for this assignment, because every time he gives me an assignment, God just began to open up more of me from this word. And I'm just like bubbling over with just who God is. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I can talk. I got up this morning, I dressed myself. I was able to, my bowels and my intestines, everything works normally. I'm thankful. I mean, that's real. It's people that can't go to the bathroom. It's people that got to wall themselves. I brush my own, yeah, it's raw, and rated X, but I brush my own teeth. You know what I mean? I'm just so thankful. I'm in my right mind. I'm thankful. And as I take my seat, think about what are we thankful for. If we get to the point, no matter what's going on and no matter what's happening, to just realize and think about the things that we're thankful for, it'll take us to a different level, church. I'm telling you. All of this stuff is minute. I hope you chew on that word. It's not by accident that you're here tonight. You chew on what God say, and you just start looking at it and just start laughing and just be smiling and just be enjoying and stand on the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, Pastor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woof. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hold on to your mic. Welcome. See, you begin to start to get into the flow, and then you start moving, and then you're prophetic. You begin to hit on it. You begin to get in that vein. And some of y'all may understand, sometimes we miss the vein, and it can be kind of hurtful, but you are in the vein, and sometimes when you hit the vein, it makes what you have to give intravenously flow once you're in the vein. Stay in that vein. The prophetic begins to move inside of you, and it may not be like Pastor does it, or other prophets, other prophetess. Don't be looking at that. He made you for you. Begin to flow. Remember when I did him right there? What I want you to do this way, as Josh is playing, I want you to discern, and I want you to begin to see with your open eyes, your spirit man. I know God has a word for you. I know he does. And I want to extract it from, here's what I want to show you people, is that the Spirit of God will use anybody that's willing. Anybody. Don't have to be pastor. It don't have to be the next major prophet that walks. Any one of you can prophesy with such great accuracy. Just be willing. That's it. The Bible says this, in the manner of which you believe and you have faith, you will begin to minister in that realm by the measure of your faith. Well, here's the key to that, to learning how to operate in your gift. Even for you, is that your measure of faith isn't about your ability, his ability. All you got to do is say, I'm willing. Let me move out of the way, and God, you just begin to speak through me. And he'll do it. He'll do it to any one of you. Any one of you. He'll begin to minister through you. Sometimes you may not have it, and I begin to show Oscar at times, is that you may not even have the word, and all of a sudden you begin to open up your mouth, and it just comes out. Well, I didn't have it, but it came. Because you activated it. I want you to be activated. And if you say, well, all I have to do is just pray, then pray. Watch it come out in your prayer. But I know God has a word for you. I know he does. You're such a sweet, wonderful person. I'm glad you came back. Glad you came back. Thank you for bringing her. Amen. I know you got blessed the other night. And I know that God has a blessing in store for you. Blessing in store for you. And begin to flow. Begin to flow. Miss Lisa, will you come, please? Miss Lisa.
We have a way of sometimes living in this world and always feeling we have to be a certain, make a certain standard. Those aren't God's standards, those are people's standards. So if we just flow and rest in it and not worry about whether it comes out wrong, as someone told me the other day, Moses stuttered and he got Moses mighty like that.
so good to see you. What I wanted to share with you, when I saw you sitting over there, I had you put your hand on her. I saw that what was going to take place in your life was going to be a very special thing, very special. It would be to the point of courtship, dates, courtship, understand, flowers, courtship, candies, the courtship of God is about to take place in your life with a very sincere approach to Him. I see that. You've been very busy, but He knows your heart, and He's about to fill you with such a passion and a desire for more. Your ministry is in the marketplace. Don't look for it in churches. Wherever you go in ministry, it's in the marketplace, because He needs people that will be able to express His love to others. He's going to fill you deep. Your wells will run deep. But there's a courtship about to take place, and He's going to meet you. She's been through in her life, Lord, that You've given her success, You've given her, and even some of the losses that Lord, I just thank You that You were there with her in everything. Thank You for a time of peace, a time of joy. And more importantly, God, I thank You for victory, Lord. Sweet one. You have a beautiful smile. You have a very beautiful smile. You're amongst family, and know that God is going to bring some healing. Areas that have brought pain. Release the anointing now into your life, Father. I thank You. I declare it and see You on her behalf. And I thank You for it. In Jesus. Stir up her water. Stir up the waters. Stir it up. There's a hunger, but you've been dormant for over 15 years. God says, I'm going to stir it up, and I'm going to bring such a vibrant light into you. Spirit brings such a clarity to who He is. A clarity. Thank You, Jesus. Father, I bind that witchcraft off of her life right now in the name of Jesus. Fear not, beloved, for I am with you. I stand with you, and I've created a hedge of protection around you. Victory in your life. Victory in your health. Victory in your body. Almighty God, all over you. Oh, sweet Jesus, I thank You for blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Miss Katrina. Give Miss Katrina a hand for bringing the word. And what a confirmation. What a confirmation. She done told us to grow up. Grow up. Okay. Grow up. She said grow up. Girl. Even the bowels are working. I told you we were wrong. The bowels and everything are working. That's my girl, that's Katrina. Because everything's okay. Because it's flowing. I love it in here. I love it. Who can sing in this house? Raise your hand. I already know you can sing. Who can sing? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise. There's two in here. Raise your hand. A little bit higher. Uh-huh. There's one. Where's the other one? Raise it higher. No, I already know you can sing. You're on the team. One more. There's one more in here. There's one more in here. There's one more in here. Thank you. Really? You made me ask that many times? Really? Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody else, but yeah, I sing.